Oh, okay.
Born
good.
here. Okay, all right. Well, there was a place called Luna's, and it was lovely. And they sold smoothies and booze. And that was a cool mix.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And there was an open mic night, comedy open mic.
It was really
and,
good.
And booked shows as well. It was a small venue. Yeah. Kind of like this, but a crazy old man.
Well, Art has popped in a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And in fact, we did almost 100 gosh darn episodes at Luna's. That was our first real home.
You did this at Luna's. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was there.
You were there a lot?
I was there.
It's all coming back to Jordan.
I was there.
We thawed out Jordan.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this gut-healthening episode of The Stab Show, the book reports Dana Bryan has 24 hours to figure out who's been fixing state fair turtle races before the mob can get their hands on a barrel of experimental fox adrenaline. Stand-up funny man Ben Warheit engages in a Zeppelin chase with the kidnappers of the King of Zeppland. and with no laps, or with no laws in international airspace, things are about to get buoyant. And Stab Show favorite Jordan Gannon has to convince a panel of undercover shoppers that his store isn't normally in this much disarray before it's too late to set up the weekend sales abrasion displays. Now they show up. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, can suddenly understand exactly what all animals are trying to say. And I've got to save Mayor Barksley from the pound to officiate a junkyard wedding. All this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now, before we dive into segment one, you guys want something to drink? Welcome. Well, glad to have you. We waited almost exactly in time. We were just starting. So good to have you. Again, anything to drink before we get started? You want to get comfy? Everything? Yeah, let me take care of you. You guys. Sorry, Jordan. This is what happens.
This is great.
Yay, go Jesse, go.
I'll restart the show once we get back.
Go, Jesse. Okay.
Yeah, go, Jesse. What do you want? What booze do you want?
There's White Claw and there's beers. A good selection of beers, yeah.
You're fine.
No. Don't you dare be sorry. You're present. Oh, my God.
We're here for you.
How much better do... How much better do you feel now?
Yay!
Same, yay. Oh, goody good. Hi, we were introduced. I'm Ben. This is...
Jordan.
Dana.
Yay.
Hello.
Welcome
to the very intimate comedy experience where here we are.
Yay.
There's more of us. Well, now there's an equal number of us as you y'all. So
we're not even outnumbered. Have you been to this thing before?
Oh, welcome.
Welcome.
First time, long time.
How'd you hear about it?
He heard about it.
Cool.
Nice.
Nice. Oh, okay.
How long have you known each other? You guys? Yeah, how long have you been? You guys? Oh, man.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh. Where are you from? Are you from Sacramento area?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great.
Welcome.
All right. Do we don't do the whole intro again.
I mean, if you don't need us to.
We can. All right, let's do whatever. Just so you guys fully understand.
I don't know how editing works, so, you know, whatever you
need. It makes
it
easier if I just go from the top. Let's do it again. If I had waited like a minute longer, you guys would have gotten here exactly in time. But you know what? This works. Sorry you get the intro again. Maybe I'll read it better this time and you'll enjoy it more. Let's do the thing again.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show
explanation?
Stab.
In this gut-healthening episode of The Stab Show, the book reports Dana Bryan has 24 hours to figure out who's been fixing state fair turtle races before the mob can get their hands on a barrel of experimental fox adrenaline. Stand-up funny man Ben Warheit engages in a Zeppelin chase with the kidnappers of the King of Zeppland. And with no laws in international airspace, things are about to get buoyant. And Stab show favorite Jordan Gannon has to convince a panel of undercover shoppers that his store isn't normally in this much disarray before it's too late to set up the weekend celebration displays. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, can suddenly understand exactly what all animals are trying to say. And I've got to save Mayor Barksley from the pound to officiate a junkyard wedding. All of this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now let's dive right into the program with segment one. It's reorganization. It's generally how we start the show. Yes, we're now officially starting. I-L-Y-M, or I love you more, on the surface, a sweet term of endearment. But when you really look at it, it only sets up conflict and likely leads to more anxiety and confrontation than one would want in what is supposed to be an innocuous throwaway expression of affection. What started as a sweet exchange of lovey-dovey schmookums has now become a fucking challenge, and both parties are calling the other a goddamn liar. Good luck sleeping tonight, idiots. Anyway, let's pretty immediately forget what else I-L-Y-M might already mean to some, and instead, give me who or what else I-L-Y-M might stand for or represent to you, Dana. I-L-Y-M.
Imagine. You're a lonely man on an island in a northern sea. What's that in the distance? A whale? A phantom from a dream world? No, it's a sweet, luxurious freedom of ridiculously expensive private sea craft. Mm. There, standing languidly on the starboard railing is a beautiful woman, one like you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Your heart beats faster. Your pants tighten. Yeah. It's love. This may seem like a romance book fantasy or the weird plot to a Netflix rom-com, but no, this, my friend, is a common occurrence in the land of Iceland. That's because everyone knows Icelanders love yacht mommies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Did you know that 50% of the Icelandic population was born of a native man who lured ashore a yacht mommy? Bored of her privileged life with her brain-dead wealthy boyfriend, she swam ashore to begin a new life with a sexy Icelandic fisherman. Icelanders love yacht mommies, and the yacht mommies love them too.
Oh, man. If we couldn't all just get ourselves a nice yacht mommy.
Yes.
Isn't that everybody's goal?
That's the dream.
Isn't that everybody's dream? Thank you, Dana. Well done. Oh, quality work. Hey, Ben.
Hi.
What? Thanks. What do you have in way of an I-L-Y-M?
I have efforts. I have multiple efforts. I'm going to read them through. That's what's going to happen right now. I-L-Y-M. Inconsiderate ladies yell, murder! Also, internationally, Latinas yell, mommy. And then this one has a title. It's called Wartime Interior Design. Mm-hmm. I like yellow, Marine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That one I imagine a big, big buff man, but he has very serious taste about his drapes and such. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, yeah, here. Deal with that now, Jesse. What?
Listen here, Marine, I like yellow.
Yeah, that's how that went. Yeah.
You question the Admiral's interior design.
Mm-hmm.
I like yellow. I assume there's Admirals in the Marines. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's all water.
I wasn't good at war. Know.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your potpourri of answers.
You know, George Washington never wore a uniform he didn't design himself.
Really?
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, he was a awesome. Large man,
mm-hmm.
6'5",
yeah,
or more. When you know, and he designed all of his.
Seems like you would have to.
So perhaps really. He said, "I like."
Listen here, my dearest Marine.
If we had Marines,
yeah,
then, yeah, I don't know. Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of ifs and buts, yeah, in this one. Thank you, Ben. Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
That I can see, like, looking this way and not looking up that way. I'm used to looking at a screen above the stage to see my Jordan Gannons.
Yeah.
But not today.
I thought it was the future. It's the past.
We are regressing. Jordan Gannon, let's hear what you have in way of an I-L-Y-M.
Do you like comedy? Do you like lonely young men? Listen, perhaps you like disaffected young men and women. you know, channeling their anxieties into witty turns of phrase, or turning an inner shame into a diatribe against their parents, or ginning up their bitterness and rejection of the Lord into a harangue against rhetorical boogeymen like systems of oppression and the patriarchy, or if I may flip it, the longhouse or the gynocracy. Well, do you like those things? Do you also like the outdoors?
Sure.
Do you like a fenced-in outdoor area in a suburban part of the city that's being gentrified? Well, look, I don't know if you like either of those things, but it's not totally relevant. Come on down to Indolent Loner's Yard Meat and enjoy a night of being in a backyard and listening to the comedic stylings of your most lonely peer. It's funner because it's the backyard of a house your friend is subletting from his grandma.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't been to one of those, but I hear they're great fun.
Don't.
I'm assuming that's M-E-E-T me and not M-E-E-T me.
I assume there was some barbecuing going on too, though, so I'm not sure. Yes. Yes, Jordan. Thank you. After years of not visiting, for coming in and reminding me of backyard comedy shows. They've done wonders for the place, Jordan. Thank you.
It's part of the revivification of Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
The vibrancy.
Yeah.
It's how we
and
spruce
that,
up this town.
That entrepreneurial spirit. Let's put on a show. With the, no, you just use venues. That's what they're... Sorry. Sorry, I'm fine. Segment two, it's Topical Haiku Challenge. With all the freedom still ringing in our ears from yesterday's fiery festivities, we'd be remiss if we didn't address our democracy's current dire situation. Now, around these parts, we try to avoid directly addressing the hellscape that is the American political system, just because... But it feels like we can't let the events of last week go without being addressed. I still haven't watched any of it, but I get the impression it was a shit show. And also, as both men are in their upper 70s, odds are heavily likely that at least one of them, if not both, discreetly shit themselves during the said festivities. So, with all of that in mind, how about you give us three haiku each about the debates or the upcoming election or recent Supreme Court decisions, whatever you'd like to vent about 17 syllables at a time. And naturally, how else can we present our haiku segment than without our background Irish jig? So, somehow more racist than the stereotypical Japanese music we used to do this under? I'm not sure. But... 333, or 111, 222, three times around, let's hear your topical haiku challenges, your topical haikus, about, you know, the current American political hellscape. Dana, your first haiku.
America sucks. Hypocrite conservatives create this hellscape.
Yay! Well, I mean, everybody had a hand in it, sure. But
I just went with what I felt, Jesse.
That's fine. That's fine. This is where we vent. Ben.
Jesse.
Your first time around, your first political hellscape haiku.
Okay. Wanna kill a guy? Call it an official act. Now it's okie doke.
Whee! Things are fun. Things are fun, and everything's fine.
Everything's great. I feel very safe.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
All the time.
Jordan Gannon. Your first of three American politics haikus.
Did a dementia patient just save democracy? How inspiring.
Whee! I mean, when you think about it, if you really think about it, if you were watching a movie, if you were outside of the... It would be inspiring. Look at what they accomplished.
Vote for him, because look at him go. Look at him.
Pinch your little cheeks.
Look at my Michael Douglas to play him? You know, that'd be great.
Oh, now we're casting it. Oh, let's do this. Dana, second time around, political haiku.
I'd just like to say this one's just for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goodbye, deference. Admin law nerds are all sad now. R.I.P. Chevron.
Oh, yeah. That happened. I remember somebody mentioning in all the madness that sort of got lost in the shuffle, but yes, I remember that was a bad thing for that to happen.
It means a lot to me as a nerd that studied admin law.
Oh, well. Sorry. I try to block all of this out, so I only tangentially understand half of it. Ben.
Jesse.
Second politics haiku thing go sad.
Because you said. Nice. This one is titled, Keep It in the Family, V. Wade. Oh, hello, daughter. Fuck, 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 sex, sex, I came. Deal with the baby. That's
Yay.
True now.
Yay. No.
That's true in places.
Sure.
Where I contribute with my taxes.
Good
That's
tax.
A chill-ass thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the tone at the moment.
I did this. I made this happen. I apologize. This is supposed to be cathartic, but I think it's just stirring everything up. Jordan, second time
You're
around.
Agitating the people. You're agitating them.
That's what I do.
This doesn't end well.
Never does. Second politics haiku, Jordan, what do you have?
This one is called Read Book 8 of the Republic. Plato's Republic. Democracy leads straight to tyranny. We will welcome it.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot. Arming Jordan with haikus is just a straight line to the saddest part of the meat. Dana, let's start to finish our haikuing. Let's get your third of three.
President King now. Mm-hmm. Don't be a weak bitch, Biden. Delete student loans.
Oh, yeah. You know what? At this point, just...
Just hit delete. Go into the computer and just click, click. They're all gone. Oh, no.
What does anything matter now? What does it even mean? What does it matter? What does it mean? Who can stop you?
Right?
Ben Warheit. Haiku,
Jesse.
Haiku 3. What have you?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Why bother, America? Because people and justice... Sure, I guess. Oh, why not?
I mean, we're here.
It's titled Yippee, I Guess.
Oh, no.
We're all here, I guess.
There's too much despair and nihilism here in this room.
Yes. Yes. I think it gets more lighthearted later. I can't remember. But, Jordan, let's wrap up our haikuing.
This one is called The Real Problem. Uh-huh. You feel you must judge whether you agree before you decide to laugh.
That is, in fact, the real problem.
The real problem.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Dana. And I'm sorry for all of that. Segment three.
We'll edit it. Take it out.
Yeah.
Just take it out.
We don't need this.
You. What the problem is.
Maybe somebody in like 6 months.
Take me out of contact.
Maybe someone in 6 months really needs this.
Yeah. You know
it's
what?
Too soon.
Yeah, right now. It's not. Oh, yeah. 6 months from. That would be. Yeah. Okay. I'll have it edited in time. Segment three, it's Breakfast of Champions. What can be so sad about breakfast? Just wait. I miss cereal. I mean, I can still have it. I just kind of choose not to at the moment. Maybe in a couple months after I get back from the desert and stop working out most of the day. A nice bowl of sugary cereal with fun themed shapes and colors and marshmallows. All of that. And in Breakfast of Champions, we like to take Sugar Youth Good Good and twist it around the pain of adulthood and ask you to give us the packaging, applicable mascot, slogans, and nutritional information for a breakfast cereal branded around the following particular things or concepts. So let's see what kind of tasty horrors we'll be spooning into my horror hole. Dana Bryant, let's hear your breakfast cereal themed... Oh, shit. This doesn't get better. Let's hear your breakfast cereal, themed around a moment of brutal social embarrassment in high school.
Are you a teenager who starts off every morning with an impending sense of dread for the day ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do we have the cereal for you. They're called Shame Mementos. We've combined the O's of questionable nutritional content with fun marshmallows shaped like all the most embarrassing high school moments. We've got yellow peed basketball shorts, white pussy zits, giant red letter F's because your grades were horrible, some beautiful purple swollen eyes from the fist fights with the bullies, and of course, orange boners because who hasn't had one of those pop in high school?
Oh, man.
You'll enjoy our adorable mascot. I mean, not me, obviously. You'll enjoy our adorable mascot, who is the nerdiest white kid that plays D&D that you've ever seen.
Nice.
He's super forgettable, you know, except for when he says something really cringy in class and everybody makes fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a prize in every box, something that every teenager needs to survive. We've got deodorant. We promise it doesn't make the cereal taste that much worse. Or a black drawstring hoodie, because everybody knows sometimes you just got to hide inside a hoodie.
Sure.
Also, you know, we provide some pics of your hot boyfriend or girlfriend who totally is real and just lives in a different state.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a good old letter from your dad that says, I love you. So eat your Shea Mementos today.
Yay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dana. A letter from who now? What? Push it back down. Push it back down.
That's why it never stops being funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not talking to the orange boner. I mean the shame. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Hi.
Could be tangentially related, or it can be something completely different. Let's hear your cereal. Themed around a secret unrequited crush.
Hello, cereal investors. Glad you've all gathered here today and we're all dressed in all this lovely room. I got your message. I heard you wanted to hear about the packaging. I heard you wanted to hear about the applicable mascots. I heard you wanted to hear about the slogans and the nutritional information about this cereal you all fine folks are about to invest in. So here they are. Ladies and folks, she'd say no, the cereal. Here's your packaging. It's very nondescript. We do not want to let them know what this is. This is a platonic breakfast. This cereal thinks you're awesome, like a sister. There's a puzzle on the back that looks like it'll lead you to her if you can just figure it out. But you absolutely cannot. It is impossible. Applicable mascots. Oh, everybody, welcome and see. It's a living death. It's a quivering fear. It's a quivering tear, shaped by fear, spending his moments grieving what never could be because he never will do. He's on the cover. He's a little holographic. If you move him a little bit, remember those where like it'll just be like, yeah, sure. He's shivering under a blanket, just like slightly, just like a little bit each little way. It moves at most like a quarter of an inch, like back and forth. That's what he does. His eyes are darting back and forth as if anybody's gonna show. Not for him. No, he's alone. His name is a living death. Slogans. We got three to run by you folks. Let us know if you feel kind of hot about warm, kind of cool about another. That's all good.
Sure, sure.
We gotta put it in your mouth unsuspiciously. No, it goes in. It goes in. Okay, all right.
All right.
So okay.
So far.
All right. That was good. It's good.
Yeah.
Right. You'll always have enough. Because there's no one there to share. Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. That was my winner. That's all right. The last one is it's just the word fear. It's just the word, but in italics.
Oh.
It's very, very fancy fear. It's very fancy fear. Okay. Nice. All right. All right. Now, if you got any way you're feeling about them, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Number one. All
yeah.
right. No. Yeah. Very fun. Okay. Okay, good. All right. Now, here's the nutritional info, folks, just like you asked for. It's full of fat, bad fat, trans fats, to get this being alive shit over with. Who needs breath when you'll never spend it pursuing joy?
Mm.
Okay. All right. All right. We're together. We're good. Okay. Now, I answered the first four of your questions. That's all that you have. But I did also want to let you know we had a couple of ideas for the shape of the cereal. Ah. It's just little number ones, totally alone. Never the number two. Never, ever the number two forever. It's only just the number one. Also, we coat them in a little hydrophobic coating so that they can never touch each other when they're in the milk. Not ever, not ever, not ever. They are separate. They can move about near, but always out of reach. Also, and lastly, friends, mm-hmm. our shards of cornmeal are shaped by our professional alones. They'll ruin your mouth. So even if you did know what to say to her, now you can't.
Yay!
Yay!
There's a lot of yays in this show. I need to express that pain in a different word somehow. I'm not sure what it is, though. Thank you, Ben. Yeah. So I may have consciously made this decision after those two to push far away from the thought. A little palate cleanser, if you shall. With yours, Jordan. Let's just hear a gosh darn cereal themed around air travel. No more sadness of relationships.
I love air travel, and I love relationships, so I'm really happy that you shared those things. That was really, that captured the kind of the anxiety around having an unrequited crush. I really appreciate that.
Oh, they can't know. They still can't know.
They still can't know.
Meredith Pratt. Oh. You can never know.
Oh, no.
What good. A beautiful name.
Yeah. Well, they probably knew. Yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah. I think so.
12-year-old me.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
I think
and
she
they were
also knew.
Well, well.
Do you like air travel?
Sure.
Do you like going to the airport? Do you like entrusting your suitcase of hastily packed clothing and drugs to a system of mechanical wizardry managed by well-meaning but half-witted orcs? Look, I appreciate all of the employees of the airport. Don't it's just an approach. Okay. Do you enjoy the mutual distrust and cynicism of airport employees and airline passengers?
Sure.
In the stressful anticipation of being bottled into a tube and wondrously, miraculously shuttled through the air to attend a wedding of a friend you'll likely never see again, or a business conference in an industry that seems made up, or perhaps to visit your aunt for the last time. Do you enjoy the conveniences of snacks offered to you as you attempt to sleep in an upright position in a highly crowded, narrow tube of a room in which a blathering swarm of humanity, tamed but not entirely docile, somehow ferociously and passively competes for a scrap of comfort, while a woman now 10 years out from her finding herself after college, like an angel of the Most High, demands your compliance? As your resurrected soul careens through the atmosphere on its way to one of the gates of the afterlife, and then offers your fat face a dose of sugar and salt, then to collect your trash, like a hospitalized lump of flesh. It's rather convenient, don't you enjoy it?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, now enjoy air travel cereal, where you can experience the modern wonders of the airport and the plane cabin in your own home, now in cereal form. The aluminum tube of cereal comes with several prepackaged, airtight bags of delicious Chex-like and Cheerios-like food product, mm-hmm. now in five exciting shapes. Hard, non-reclining airline seat shape. Keep the window closed shape. Already full overhead compartment shape. Drink and snack cart hitting your knee shape. And blood clot forming in the legs shape. But wait, there's more. Have you forgotten the experience of entering the airport? Join the air travel cereal mascot to recall the indignity of allowing your whole person to be x-rayed and padded up. TSAE is ready to help you through your journey. He's got a bright blue uniform and big hands with blue neoprene gloves on. He'll make sure to feel you up in all the right places to make sure you aren't a terrorist. Because what would air travel be without an employee of the federal government feeling you up? Oops, don't let your cereal fall out of your carry container. Air Travel Serial now comes with removable panels so you can experience the thrill of the newly updated Boeing 737 MAX.
Oh,
with door panels that come off mid-flight.
Yeah. There it is. Oh. Jordan now has the in-person punctuation that I can... Oh, that means you're done. Well done. Good. Thank you. That's what I missed. That's what I missed on the screen. Oh, I don't
know.
Some things are... I don't know. What's going on? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
All right. There, you made me have to edit. Way to go. moving on. Thank you guys for all of your delicious, delicious, sad cereal. Moving on to segment four, it's Review It. I don't know how people can trust reviews. Reviews are written by people. And have you met any of those? They're just the craps. But reviews are a huge part of how people decide what to buy and where to go. So I guess people can blindly put their trust in anyone so long as it confirms their desires to go a certain somewhere or buy a certain brand of thing. And in Review It, our panelists have been given the task of giving us their reviews of specific things as their reviews would appear on these specific outlets, it makes sense. Dana, let's hear a TripAdvisor. Let's hear a TripAdvisor review of running errands on your day off.
Okay. Traveler rating, average 3 bubbles. I really wanted to give this trip a 1 bubble, but I realized I did this to myself, so I can't fault the trip for most of the things I didn't like. Mm-hmm. The trip really felt less like a vacation and more like I was just working, but like a different job. I should have just gone in the office instead because at least I would have gotten paid for all the work. My bed was comfortable enough, but due to my normal weekday routine, my brain refused to let me sleep in as late as I wanted, so I got started early. The food was decent enough. I mean, for a Wendy's drive-thru that I had to, like, rush through in between a visit to the DMV and the pharmacy. Can I just point out that it would be more efficient if the Starbucks app would let me order my drink ahead of time from a Safeway location? Because every time I tell myself, I'll come back when I'm done with my groceries, I don't ever come back. I would be willing to pay more for some more private experiences. There are way too many people in a Costco, even at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Well,
I do recommend taking this trip solo, because as much as you may love your significant other and want them with you all the time, they are only a distraction. You will not get things done fast enough. I really wish I wasn't responsible for my own transportation on this trip, because then I could drink heavily to dull the pain.
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I've been on that trip. It's terrible. thank you, Dana. Ben, are we working on this one or the following? All right. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. That's how the Stab Show works. Mm-hmm. It's done once you start reading it.
I know.
and only uh-huh. then, only barely. It could still change. Uh-huh. It can still evolve as you're... Okay. It's
totally not the eighth syllable I'm about to say. Yeah,
no, no. Hey, Ben.
Hmm.
Let's hear...
Jesse.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey there. Ben.
Me.
Us.
You.
Let's hear together a Yelp review of sure an ex's apartment.
No. It smells like her when I'm there. 5 stars. Hey, that's good. That's good. Let me bang her there. 5, I tried my best. The walls are stained with our love. 5 core memories. Shower is very masturbatable. 5, I fed the drains. You looked at him to see if that was funny. Oh, did he? Oh, you're on date 3. Please don't already know that about him. Okay, all right, next thing. Oh. Still has my cameras in it. 5 perpetual observations.
That's all.
Yeah. Well, hey. Thank you. Thank you. You guys got more information about the crowd than I did while I was getting drinks.
Yep.
For one half, one third of the. You know what?
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Jordan. Sorry. I'm sundowning.
I'm sundowning.
Jordan Gannon, you've got a review, one would assume. Let's hear a car and driver review of little kids running around making vroom noises.
Vroom. Bottled energy. Little kids at play. Handle well but lack modern sophistication and reliability. Rating 6.5 out of 10. There's a new breed of dynamo racing through the living rooms and backyards of America. The little kid. These pint-sized powerhouses offer a driving experience that's pure, unadulterated fun. But experienced drivers will note that these little kids lack modern amenities we've come to expect. There's no option for a turbocharged engine or a high-tech infotainment system in these little ones, and practical efficiency is out of the question. Performance and handling. From the moment they put socked feet to the hardwood, these mini speedsters are off with a burst of energy that rivals the most powerful supercars, but ultimately disappoints in practical efficiency. Storage and towing capacity are virtually nil, and room for other riders is strictly imaginary. All models are powered by analog and invisible components. But control is precise, if generally underpowered. This reviewer notes that each model of the off the line is highly individualized with broad variation in performance and handling. The enthusiasm of their vroom noises is infectious, a roaring symphony of imagination that propels them through tight corners and straightaways with ease. But don't expect quick turnaround on tasks you've politely asked them to complete more than once. Safety and reliability. While high speed chases around the coffee table might seem precarious, these young drivers do not generally achieve speeds that could lead to significant risk. Occasional tumbles are met with quick recoveries and laughter, but this laughter does not get the job done when it comes to reliably doing what they've been told. Especially when I've told them multiple times, it's not time for cars, it's time to eat and to set the table. Verdict. 6.5 out of 10 for these little drivers. Brooming around the kitchen is an imaginative exploit that captures the essence of what it means to drive and may satisfy some young, unlicensed drivers out there. Just beware the vicissitudes of market pressure, as some kids may soon find interest elsewhere, in playing video games or with Ninja Turtle toys. And your expensive new kid will end up a showpiece, taking up expensive time and energy that could otherwise be supported by more reliable and more powerful models that will do what you tell them when you tell them. Reviewed here, for instance, the Ford Bronco Raptor. Sure. Beware of resellers.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about the aftermarket value. Oh, yeah.
Let me take that out back.
Yeah, let's just see. All right.
You give me difficult, risque topics sometimes, you know, and it's just my own mind that takes me into a place that I shouldn't be.
No.
And it's...
You're not wrong. But what is wrong is, oh, it's segment five. It's the final segment. I know. But we've got two more shows, so you can stick around. You have options. Segment five, it's new fall lineup. While it's a baking hellscape outside, our best bet is to hole up indoors, test the city's power grid with as much AC as SMUD will allow us, and turn on the tube. TV will once again protect us from the outside world, as it always has, and as it always will. We love you, TV! In new fall lineup, you've been asked to give us your rundowns of the following new TV series based on these randomly generated titles, skimmed from the various random title generators over at 7thSanctum.com. Dana Bryant, let's hear a rundown of your new television series, Creation Stars.
Cultures of the world cannot agree on how the world was actually made. Creation myths abound. This new reality TV competition show will finally provide an answer to how was the world really made? Each creation myth will be represented by one representative contestant. And each of those contestants will compete in some seriously ridiculous challenges to prove what really made the world. Who is going to win? These challenges include things like they can make the world, but can they eat 100 hot dogs the fastest? Do they know the names of every single Kardashian? And who can bake the fluffiest croissants? Tune in each week as someone new is eliminated. And who will be eliminated this week? Is it that weird Scandinavian guy who killed an ice giant? Or is that dude who thinks flooding the earth just sounded kind of fun?
Yeah.
Or maybe that lady who birthed a bunch of monsters because she banged her own son. But you know what? This is all real.
Yeah.
But you know what? The challenges and the eliminations aren't the only fun of this show, because everybody knows that ancient immortal deities are some of the horniest folks you've ever met. Mm-hmm. See who hooks up, breaks up, or gets stuck in a messy love triangle. Looking at you, Zeus. Mm-hmm. So don't miss Creation Stars, because why answer millennia's old questions using science and culture when you can do it with a nonsensical reality TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by the same people that do The Bachelor.
Sure. Thank you, Dana. Oh, so good. How can people get more Dana Bryant in their world? What are you up to? What sort of socials? Give us all that information now.
I perform every month with the sketch comedy group Squad Patrol on the second Saturday. So that's actually next Saturday, the 13th at 7:30 at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Mm-hmm. It's our cat show. Oh. So if you like sketches about cats, that's the place to be.
Yeah. It's always the cat show.
Yes.
At Squad Patrol. And where can people follow you?
Probably not anywhere, because I locked down my socials because I'm afraid of strangers.
That's fair. That's entirely fair. Well, thank you, Dana. So good. You know what? This is working out. I shouldn't say anything, because now I'm going to have to edit this out, too. But this is going to work. This is going to work. Thank you, Dana. So good. Hey, Ben Warhite.
Jesse Pinkman. Jesse.
Hi. Let's hear what you've got in way of a new fall television series titled Humiliation Investigation.
Soft pastel colored carpeting. White lights on the white wicker. Turquoise. A matching chair, large enough to be comfortable, small enough to cede room to your host. Welcome. The Humiliation Investigation. We are here together to explore why they were right. You're wrong, and you've always been wrong. Okay, I want you to sit wherever it is that you are. I want you to feel the weight of your eyelids getting heavier and heavier. I want you to feel that. Studio audience, feel them get heavy enough that they close. I want them to close. I want them to close.
That's what I want to occur.
Is them to close. That's good. Okay. Now let's start this week as we start every week. I want you to focus on your flaws. Your many, many, many flaws. All of your flaws are a mountain. I want you to imagine yourself inside that mountain. Your body is encased in what defines you. Your flaws. Now there's an avalanche. A wall of your flaws. A wall of what you're bad at. Hurtling toward you so fast, you know you can't move away. And so large that it's all you can see. I need you to know that you are wrong to feel good. I need you to know
that you cannot contribute. I need you to know that you are bad, and you are bad at things. Your mom is nice to you only because her friends would judge her if she wasn't. And your mom does care about her friends. I want you to think about what you said and why it was dumb. Focus on your flaws. Return to your flaws. Mm-hmm. Return to your flaws. We not may get to all of them today, and that's okay. When was the last time you finished something anyway? Breathe in. And now breathe out. You're worthless. You're worthless, and anybody who did like you, even for the briefest of moments, was wrong. You're the answer to no one's question. When you leave, people relax. The way you walk is dumb, and no one tells you. They don't tell you because they want to laugh at it. They want to laugh at how you walk. Okay, folks. We're going to gently remove ourselves from this peaceful knowing what's wrong with you. I hope you take these with you. I hope you carry them with you throughout your week. I want you to hold them close. I want you to let them in. I want you to look toward yourself and know you are a mistake. Mm. Mm-hmm. Love will not come. You are bad, and you are bad at things.
Yeah, everyone can open their eyes, but why would you?
Yeah. Is there anything good out there?
Yeah, ever? Because waiting right outside those eyelids is literally everything.
Right. You would be safe closing your eyes. But you're no good in that.
No. What a big, dumb dummy.
How's everybody doing?
So good. You know what? I'm glad I came in with such a positive mental mindset today.
Yeah.
I haven't been thinking almost all of these things all day already. So this is good for me.
Yeah. When I was writing it, I felt very comfortable. I felt very uncomfortable when I was like, I am a mistake. Love will never find me. That made me feel bad. But whenever I was like, you are a mistake.
Yeah.
You will never.
Somehow.
I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That feels good. That feels good and right.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I tell myself these things, I'm like, yeah, you're right. But when he tells me those things, I'm like, you can't tell me what to do.
No.
Yeah,
exactly. I disagree. Exactly. I disagree with these words unless they're coming from inside my own head.
Right?
You were wrong.
Nobody makes
good.
Fun of me but me.
Yeah. Oh, gosh darn it. Ben Warhite.
Jesse!
Hey, what are you up to? What things do you do? Where can people see you? And then on social media, that sort of stuff. Give us the Ben Warhite.
I'm at my sister's. She's cool. I'm at my house. I moved rooms.
Oh.
Moved rooms. It's good. Nice. Now I got it all, and I paid $100, and it's red. I do bills. I play lacrosse. I worry about my hair. Thanks for nodding on that. Yeah, you're right. You're right to feel wrong. Yeah. What am I doing? I go here. I help out at the open mics here every only Thursday, beginning at 8:30 in the p.m. Where a lot of people like us try things out, and they go how they go, which is often good.
Sure.
And I teach kids. That's good. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's responsible. My social media is Ben Warhite here. It's not at anything. I said it like there's an at afterwards.
Yeah.
And I don't. What do you want? What do you want from me?
That's plenty.
Oh.
What could I want? And why would it matter? Because any of my wants are irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah.
You are wrong to think that you're matter.
No, you can just stop and think. You're wrong to think.
I want you to find in you where you feel bad.
Oh, that's there. Oh.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you, Ben. Hey, sure. Jordan Gannon, speaking at you in the same shared three-dimensional space.
Whoa.
Hi there.
I'm going to talk without the microphone.
Oh, that's not helpful.
Not a good idea.
Oh, no. It's rebelling against the entire format.
You're the one.
Jordan, before you wrap up.
I got to say, that was a difficult thing to endure. That was rather difficult. It was painful.
Yeah.
You put the thing, you said it. Comedy is dangerous. You reveal some of the darkest things, and you put them on us like a spell.
Yeah.
It's a spell.
It's whatever affirmations aren't. I just kept writing those. It was a really good time. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you feel...
Be careful what you let into your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we come here for comedy uplifting, and it's
do
a,
we?
No, do we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Jordan...
No, this place? Yeah.
I want to encourage you to tell people about things that you do and how that people can enjoy you.
I could not give an account of myself if I tried.
But that's not. Those aren't things. Those aren't them not possible to find Jordan doing things in person or online. So it seems irrelevant. So I won't. But I did. And you can. But you
seem to be leaving the door open just a smidge or wide open.
Yeah.
But there it is. I'm right here. Welcome.
Well, I'm super duper pleased that you deigned to join us in person.
It was a trial. It was a little of a little bit of an ordeal.
Well, I appreciate it.
I had to take the wagon down.
Yeah.
There's the Feather River and the Sacramento River.
And I feel very, very special.
I had to ford. Chose to ford.
Oh, okay.
Wrong choice. There's a bridge. Could have driven across.
Sure. There was the ferry as well. thank you, Jordan. How about you wrap up this gosh darn program? We are still fall lineuping. Let's hear your rundown of your new television series, Genuine Histories of the Southern Space Force.
This is not my rundown of a show. This is a show I saw, and look, I don't approve of this show. Look, in the not-so-distant future, the South has risen again into outer space. Stationed on the cutting-edge starbase Magnolia, the crew of the SSF is tasked with maintaining a highly stratified and strict social order in the southern quadrant of the Milky Way, defending their right to life, liberty, and a uniquely space Jeffersonian way of life. This is terrible. The southern quadrant of the Milky Way is a loose confederation of planets, where estate owners replace and improve indigenous alien flora and fauna and farm each planet for space tobacco and space cotton. Funded and facilitated by the trade of space slaves, the Southern Space Force is the ragtag army of mercenary soldiers and conscripted men and aliens whose mission often go hilariously awry due to the crew's colorful personalities. Mm. Join Captain Space Regard Jackson, Jefferson Space Lee, and Space Duke Roberts, and their crew of white galacticists in missions in which they encounter mysterious black holes, defend themselves against dark matter and dark energy, and strive to maintain a way of life worth defending. Look... Look, this show's on, I guess it's on UPN. Look, my thought was that it was going to be a direct, you know, moralizing kind of show about the evils of the South, but the show creators here took it in a different direction. They're really siding with the SSF, going to pains to show that, like, For instance, the space tobacco and space cotton really grow really well on each of the planets they've colonized. Mm. And then again, I personally find this reprehensible insofar as it's a proxy, right? Like all art is political, has its political valence and its, you know, leaning and meaning, right?
Sure.
So anyway, the space slaves, they go out of their way to really make the case that they the space slaves, they're treated well and that they like the work and how they fit into the structure of the galactic southern part of the Milky Way.
No.
You know, there's several poignant episodes where, like, galactic northerners, look, again, I don't understand this makes sense, free them, and they're like, no, we are genetically engineered to be like space slaves. And so they're like, I don't know if you've seen Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Sure.
You know, the Jem'Hadar, you know, mm-hmm. that's a race of slaves that they can't escape the Jem'Hadar. What do you call it? The Dominion Empire.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, that's how this show is portrayed, and which makes you wonder who greenlit this show. Like, what's it about? I mean, obviously, it's reprehensible. I'm just reporting it as it is. So, each episode blends comedic and dramatic elements, focusing on the crew's latest mission, interspersed with personal subplots and character development, from negotiating space treaties with alien races to dealing with interstellar phenomena. The show combines high stakes adventure and heartfelt moments with a healthy dose of Southern charm.
Yeah! That's how that went.
Look, in editing, you can just take this one out.
Thank you,
Look,
Jordan.
I didn't write the show.
Oh, no. I mean, you're just reporting. Thank you, Jordan. And the Stab Show is over. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our amazing panel, Dana Bryant, Ben Warhite, and in-person Jordan Gannett. Now, want to experience the Stab Show live as it happens? Just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30, and it's yours. Or, if you'd like to just tune in to Stab TV on Twitch from the comfort of your own home and enjoy the show that way, that's also an option. Of course, you can always get the Stab Show in its natural podcast form simply by subscribing via the podcast provider of your choice. Like, comment, and share with a friend, why don't you? But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you to do your best to do your best. And then no one can say later that you didn't at least do that much. Right? Sure. Good night!